From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Face-to-face talks continue in Vienna over Iran's nuclear program. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and his Iranian counterpart Mohammad Javad Zarif met for about an hour late Saturday in Vienna as they worked to finalize a deal on Iran's nuclear program. Kerry and Zarif's talks began shortly after 18 hours local time, according to a senior U.S. official in the Austrian capital. The talks adjourned, and the two men issued no statements after the meeting. Meanwhile, the Director General of the International Atomic Energy Agency, Yukiya Amano, told reporters earlier he expects a complete report from his team on the possible military dimensions of Iran's nuclear program.
With the cooperation from Iran, I think we can issue a report by the end of the year on the assessment of the clarification of the issues related to possible military dimension.
Amano says that he saw progress when he visited Iran on Thursday, but that more work needs to be done. His comments were seen as a positive development. Syrian troops, backed by Lebanese Hezbollah militia fighters, began a major offensive Saturday under the cover of intense airstrikes to retake a rebel-held mountain resort, while opposition fighters retaliated by shelling the capital, Damascus. Footage released by Hezbollah's Al-Manar television station showed large plumes of fire rising from Zabadani, a resort located northwest of the Syrian capital near the border with Lebanon. The city is close to the Beirut-Damascus highway that links the two countries. For more on these stories, please log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Tunisia's president has declared a state of emergency in response to a second deadly attack on foreigners in 3 months, saying the country is not safe and risks collapse from further extremist attacks. In a nationwide television address, President El-Bazi Kaid El-Sebsi officially introduced urgent security measures for Tunisia that had been lifted in March of 2014. The decision came just over a week after a gunman at the popular beach resort of Sousse attacked foreign tourists, killing 38 people. One day before a Greek referendum on whether the country should accept terms of a bailout, Greece's finance minister has accused Athens' creditors of terrorism. Yanis Varoufakis told the Spanish El Mundo newspaper that what the creditors are doing with Greece has a name, in his words, terrorism. He said that what Brussels and the Troika want today is for the yes vote to win so they could humiliate the Greeks. Meanwhile, public opinion on the referendum in Greece remains almost equally divided. Varoufakis said that he was sure an agreement with the creditors would be reached because failing to agree would be too costly for both sides. If Greece crashes, €1 trillion will be lost. Across the United States on Saturday, Americans are celebrating the 239th anniversary of their country's independence from Britain. Law enforcement officials are boosting security following warnings about potential terrorist threats timed to the July 4th holiday. U.S. President Barack Obama wished all Americans a happy July 4th in his weekly address. The Obamas are hosting a backyard barbecue at the White House Saturday for several hundred members of the military and their families.
On this most American of holidays, we remember that all who serve here at home and overseas represent what today is all about. And we remember that their families serve too. We are so grateful for their service and for their sacrifice.
Hundreds of thousands of people are pouring into Washington for a concert and massive fireworks display on the National Mall Saturday night. Extra law enforcement is on duty for the weekend, and extra fencing and security checkpoints have been put in place throughout the mall. Meanwhile, Russian President Vladimir Putin has said relations between Moscow and Washington remain the most important factor in ensuring stability and security in the world. In a congratulatory message to President Obama on Saturday, Mr. Putin said, despite the differences, Russia and the U.S. could find solutions for the most difficult international problems and meet global challenges together. U.S.-Russian relations have reached the lowest point since the Cold War because of the conflict in eastern Ukraine and Russia's annexation of Crimea. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.